This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Maybe it's kind of risky saying what I say at the beginning of every broadcast. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go, because of the massacre that occurred in Las Vegas. Class, when I say that, I mean it lots of different ways, all simultaneously. The Boy Scouts would say, be prepared, right? And I'm saying, make sure you're prepared for everything, everything that may come your way. And that's really what I've meant, and I've said this in the past about being cocked and locked. And of course, I am cocked and locked as well, with my 45. The reason for that is, well, I'm a farmer, and I'm out here many times all alone. And no one's come to help me, so I have to take care of myself. And there are gunshots here all the time. We've got poachers, and we've got people who trespass, and people who are interested in stealing our farm animals. So I'm cocked and locked all the time, because I don't know what's coming. I actually witnessed a guy who stopped in the middle of our dirt road, leaned out of his pickup truck, and shot a 10-point deer right on my farm, right across the fence from the road, absolutely as legal as can be. And I went to arrest him. And I saw him do it. I was only a few feet away from him. And I went to arrest him, and he took off, and there was a truck chase that ensued. And, he had a gas-powered truck, and I had a diesel, and he outran me. Otherwise, I don't know what exactly would have been the outcome of that, but true story. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am well. Now, it's about 9 after midnight in Australia, right?
We've just gone on to daylight savings time. So it's about 9 minutes after 1 in the morning.
Whoa, it's getting worse.
It doesn't get back the other way.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, you know, one of the things that we wanted to talk about today and yesterday was something called adverse possession. And adverse possession sometimes is called squatter's rights. It's a principle, it's a legal principle that applies when a person does not have the legal title to property, real property, usually land, but attempts to claim ownership, legal ownership, because of a history of possession or being on the land or occupying the land without permission of its legal owner. However, there may be no owner in sight. There may be no owner that has been seen in a long time. And it may be sometimes difficult to figure out actually who owns the land. And that's what we wanted to talk about today, right?
Yep, that's right. Yep. And I think I mentioned on a previous broadcast that we had 40 acres of land next door, and the owner I didn't know who the owner was. I assumed that the owner had died intestate. And that means that the land had no heir, had no owner. And so I thought, oh, good, okay. But as it turned out, the land was sold at some stage in the past. The land did have, it did have an owner. And just a few days ago, the owner showed up and, began camping on the land. And I said, and started using their chainsaws, and my dogs went absolutely bananas because, of course, as far as they were concerned, it wasn't just my land, it was their land too. And somebody was on, in their doggy minds, somebody was on their land. Anyway, these people started using their chainsaws for cutting out wood and such like. So I went across and basically said, are you aware that you're on my land? Because I didn't know that these were the actual owners of the land. And we had a conversation, and basically they said, is this your land? I said, well, yes, unless you've got title to it. And then I realized that they actually did, and that they were able to prove that they did actually have title to it, basically through an existing knowledge of the land, that they had a history of it, and that they weren't just random people who'd shown up and started camping on the land. They didn't show a certificate of title, but at that time it was proof enough for me, and so I said, okay, I just thought I would let you know that see these fences here on the land. I put those fences in, and you can either pay me for the fences. And I says, And I said, well, I paid for the wire to put them in. I paid for the fences, or I can take them out. And I said, okay, I'll take them out then. And I said, all right, well, there's no hurry. And I said, all right, well, I'll take them out, though. And so anyway, we had a conversation, and the thing is, because I realized that they were the legitimate title holders of the land, that I would have to back down, I did so, and because of that, I've actually got a new set of neighbors. I think I've got a new set of neighbours that I'm going to be on quite good terms with. And we're able to exchange a lot of information. And we're, the thing about adverse possession is if the genuine title holder does show up, then you've got to back down. Okay? And if you don't, there's a number of things can happen. You can be charged with trespass, okay, for one thing, which nobody wants. The other thing is, you've got to realize that these people are going to be your neighbors. And if I was a legitimate title holder of land and came and found that people were making a unfounded claim of title to my land and wouldn't back down, then I certainly wouldn't like it. Do you know what I mean? There's a difference between if you somebody who has the title to the land and somebody who, if there is no clear owner for the land, and you are using that land, it's a different thing to if there is a clear owner to the land. If that makes sense, Vincent.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that we do here to make sure that our land stays with us rather than someone, one of our neighbors on one of the boundaries of our property, claiming ownership over time through improvements, is that we take our dirt bikes, our four-wheelers, and we walk and we bring the dogs, and we make sure that we use all of our land so that there is no question. And that's one way of doing it, because what can happen? And you talked about intestate, and that is a condition of an estate when a person dies without having made a valid will or other binding declaration. What will happen with that land if a person does die? So, land, there can be claims on property that can be held up in court by exactly what you're talking about, adverse possession. And if I'm not mistaken, here's what it says. I'm going to read something from Wikipedia. It says, courts have long ruled that when an owner does not exercise their right to recover property and the statute of limitations on recovery expires, not only is the original owner prevented from exercising their rights on the property, but an entirely new title to the property springs up in the adverse possessor. In effect, the adverse possessor becomes the property's new owner in the United States. The time limit on an owner being able to recover their property varies widely between individual states, ranging from as low as 5 years to as many as 40 years. And typically what I've heard of in the studies that I've done, it's about 10 years to 20 years. That's what I've heard. What is it in Australia?
It's 10 years in Australia. Mm-hmm. And on this land, I first began adversely possessing it in 2013. So we were 4 years into the adverse mm-hmm. possession. But that adverse possession is now null and void because the legitimate title holder has shown up. But the interesting thing is, I think that things must be getting pretty bad in the outside world because the adverse possessors, they came from interstate. They actually came all the way from Queensland, which is, how much? Probably about 1,500 miles from here. And that they...
Let's talk about that when we come back, because I think what you're saying is life wasn't so good in Queensland and they came your way, right? We'll be right back.
That's right.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, we've been talking about adverse possession. And according to Wikipedia, it continues saying, although the elements of adverse possession are different in every jurisdiction, a person claiming adverse possession is usually required to prove non-permissive use of the property, that is, actual, open, and notorious, exclusive, adverse, and continuous for the statutory period. So what that means is that a person would have to use the property exclusively and be visible and continuous. Can't just, you know, set up a campfire and put up a pup tent for the night and then claim it, you know, for a period of 10 years. So you have to continually use it. And what Gwyneth did was she put some fences in, and that was notorious, exclusive, adverse, continual, open, okay? And she met the qualifications.
And dam.
And put up a dam, too, for the for 3 years. Okay? Seven more years, and she could have claimed it as hers. So, and it wasn't like you were trying to steal the land. Let's make sure that's clear to our class.
I honestly thought that the land was intestate land. If I had known that there was some, that the land had actually been sold at some time in the past, and that there was an actual real owner out there in the universe, there's no way that I would have done what I did. I thought mm-hmm. that the land was intestate land.
Yeah, yes.
No, because chain of title.
Yeah, and what could happen? Had the real owner been watching you, put up a fence and, you know, build a dam, he could, you know, a war could start. over something like that. So you don't want to do that. You know who the owner is. It's if you really truly believe that they're that an owner died without a will, without or a document stating what would happen to that land, who would go to, that kind of thing. And if there is no apparent owner anywhere in sight and hasn't been for a while, then, you know, then maybe you might want to consider adverse possession. Otherwise, absolutely not. Okay. Yep.
And the other thing is that you've got to recognize if you're a prepper and you've bought some land out in the hinterboonies somewhere, okay, and you know, you've got a piece of paper, you know, that's got the nice little boundaries of the piece of land around the piece of paper, and you think, oh, well, when the world goes to pot, then we'll, you know, head up bush, and then we'll, you know, set up our little place on our little piece of land up in the bush. Well, if you, you know, if you did that, if you bought that land, you know, like I said, depending on your jurisdiction, 4, 5, 6 years ago, you might get there and find that there's somebody else who's put a nice fence around it, who's put a dam around it, who's been felling trees, has built a homestead, and you might find that if they did all of this 6 or 7 or 10 or 12 years ago or however long ago, you might have lost all claim to that land.
Right.
You've got to keep an eye on what you're doing. And you've got to keep an eye on any real estate that you've purchased, even if you think it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we have an instructor who's been on the air with us in the within the last week. Her name is Deborah Brewster. And she's a really bright gal. She's a real estate investor, and she's a developer. Okay, she manages very large projects. Very large projects. I'm talking in the millions of dollars. And she has a location where, you know, it's her bug out location, if you will. It's a farm. However, she knows what we're talking about, and she makes sure that she visits that farm often, many, many, many times a year, and works on it. And, you know, there's no question that she's the owner, to make sure that, you know, any neighbors or any squatters understand that now this is not one that they, you know, want to adversely possess. So those are some of the thoughts, class. And Gwyneth is right. Make sure that if you have a Plan B location or a bug out location, that it's clear that that you're the owner, and that you are visiting, spending time, maintaining, maybe improving, so that there is no question as to the ownership of that property. Gwyneth and I will be right back. We're going to talk about Queensland and what she's experienced with neighbors moving away from dense population to...
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you had mentioned that you met your new neighbors when they arrived on the 40 acres adjacent to your land, and they came from Queensland, about 1,500 miles away. So what? Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the density of population that they left to come to a lower population density. What was that all about?
Okay, now if you're the part of Queensland that they came from was the Gold Coast, if you're looking at the Gold Coast, you're looking at somewhere with about the same population density as somewhere like Miami. So, yeah, we're talking about skyscrapers down to the waterline in Queensland, in southeast Queensland. And I used to live for a while, not very far from the Gold Coast, but in a much less dense area, and in a place called Russell Island. And one thing that I experienced when I was there, which was the reason why I had to move from there, unfortunately, because it is a beautiful part of the world, was police corruption. And one thing that police corruption does is it leads to massive crime rates, like you would not believe. When the police stop doing their job and they actually start becoming evil, that's very, very bad news. And I don't know, you know, what I do know is that Queensland is becoming a very, very bad place to live. Because of generally, you know, high crime rate, that the law is not evenly enforced, that basically that they are beginning to have a lot of the same problems there as what we're having in a lot of different parts of the world. You know, some groups seem to have this marvelous Teflon coating, and can do things like, I don't know, carjack whoever's car they feel like. You know, they can do things like or just about anything. You know, you name it and they can do it. But if you take one toenail out of line, then look out. Basically, that was my experience in the end of Queensland, and that's why I had to leave there. It was very, very, very bad there in the end, and I was having things happen to me, like I had my yacht sunk in the middle of a shipping lane. I had about probably just under half an acre of land. It would have been about 1,700 square metres of land on a, you know, basically a subtropical island with basically that had a something like a half-developed suburb built on it, if that makes sense. So I was probably about 15 minutes walk from the local little supermarket. But when I was at home, it was in the middle of a forest. I was one of the only, you know, properties on my street that was, you know, that was there that would ever be built. And it was really lovely. But there was, you know, this really, really highly corrupt police force. And they quite literally were making my life a living hell. And if I had continued to stay there, they probably would have ended up killing me, I think. And I don't say that lightly.
Would you say that this corrupt police force was organized crime?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, they were absolutely organized crime. And it was because of some of the criminal activities that I found out that they were doing, because I opened my mouth about it to some friends of mine, that's the reason why I began getting given a hard time.
Would you say that that in addition to the uniformed people, the guys with gun belts and tasers and those kinds of, and batons and so forth, rifles in their trunks, known as the law enforcement, in addition to them, would you say that the judges and employees of the court were involved, and were the mayors involved as well, as maybe all the way up to the governor? Are we talking at that level, all the way up?
I didn't have any contact with the court system there, but I would say probably. regarding the municipality, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were definitely very, very corrupt.
So,
and like I said, certain people in the municipality just seemed to have that special Teflon coating.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that?
Yeah.
So a person from the other team, like our team, would you say that there would be nobody for us to call in the event of having a problem with the law enforcement team? I mean, who would you call? Is that the case?
There'd be no one to call. Okay. No one would be on your side.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's the same way in this country.
Sad situation. Mm-hmm. And like I said, their background and history is none of my business next door. And I'm just happy for it to stay that way, to be perfectly honest. But what I do know from people who I know who live to this day in Queensland, who are friends of mine, is that things are getting progressively worse there, okay, and that they are having many of the same problems as are happening in Melbourne, which I think I've mentioned on the broadcast, problems such as rampant gangs that happen to hold a certain religious persuasion and that think that it's their right to go and claim anything that's yours, including your car, including maybe female members of your family, etc. And basically, if the blue team is called, that they've been ordered to stand down and that they're not going to do anything to help you. Because some people seem to have more rights in this country than others. And to be perfectly frank, it is the Muslims. They are being told that they can do what they please, basically. And you see them walking around. And you'll have one man and he'll have two, three or four women trailing along behind him, and they are his wives. And if it was any Aussie that went having two, three, and four wives openly, they'd be arrested. But, you know, there's one set of rules for one group of people in this country, and there's another set of rules for another group of people in this country, and it's not okay. It's absolutely not okay. But it's happening all the time, and it's disgusting. It's got nothing to do with race. It's, you know, Islam is not a race. It's a religion, okay? And the only objection I have to Islam as a religion is that their religion tells them that it's okay to chop my head off, okay? Because I'm a woman, because I'm a Christian, because I have a Jewish surname, because I, you know, because I'm a tarot reader, okay, which makes me a seer, which in their language makes me a blasphemer in their religion. And, you know, if they had Sharia law here, that would give them the right to execute me on the spot, and I've got a little bit of a problem with that. I don't want to be executed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
sure.
Just living my life. I'm peaceful. I really am peaceful. I don't go out and try and hurt anyone, but I don't want my rights to be infringed either. And that's my rights to have peaceful enjoyment of my own life.
You know, one of the things I'm seeing in our neck of the woods here in Missouri is there's something that's really nice that we do here. You don't see it in most places. But when there's a funeral procession, let's say we're on a two-lane road, one lane coming, one lane going, and there's a funeral, a line of cars. They'll have their lights on, their headlights on. And what happens is, let's say that procession is coming north. The southbound lane of a two-lane highway, everybody will pull over and stop. Now, is there a reason to stop because of traffic? No.
Manners.
What? What it's out of respect.
Honoring and respecting the departed.
That's correct. Now, that's the way it was 10 years ago, 12 years ago. However, there are some new people who must have moved in and don't seem to understand that. They don't understand, and so they just keep on going, and as the cars in front of them pull over to the shoulder, I mean, they don't just stop in their lane. They pull over to the shoulder, and they leave room as if there were an emergency vehicle trying to pass them, okay? That's the way it is. But not so much anymore. We now have people who don't seem to understand that, or don't care, or on the cell phones, whatever the reason may be. They just keep on going. And it's offensive to me, because that is part of the culture of our part of the world here in Missouri. Now, it's not part of the culture in Virginia. It's not part of the culture in other East Coast United States states. But it is here. And it sure is something that we should respect and honor and even participate in. But there are fewer and fewer of us participating in that now. That's one thing. And I mentioned to you that we live on a dirt road. And when we come back after this short commercial break, I'll tell you what's happening on our dirt road, which is offensive as well. It is almost as offensive as not pulling over for a funeral procession. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Now, Gwyneth, I've mentioned on this broadcast that our farm is on a dirt road. My family lives on a dirt road. Now, a dirt road is one step below a gravel road. Gravel road would be an upgrade to where we drive to get to our farm. And one step below a dirt road would be a trail through the woods, you know, where you, where the trees are in the way. So we don't have trees in the way, but we really don't have much of a road here. And one of the things that happens when you live on a dirt road is typically the roads are not very wide. The roads are about enough width for one car to get by comfortably in one direction. And often we find that there are cars coming in opposite directions, or pickup trucks or vehicles or tractors coming toward us, or we're going toward them. And the rule has always been, it's been unwritten, but the rule is that the larger vehicle just keeps moving, and the smaller vehicle pulls off to the ditch to let the larger vehicle keep going because of momentum and things like that. Well, there's a new group of people who have moved into this area who don't seem to understand that. They drive these little puddle jumpers, and they race around, and by racing around the dirt road, it's a real problem because it causes dust. A lot of dust. I mean, clouds of dust behind the vehicles. And it's not polite. So those of us who have lived on dirt roads for years will drive slowly because we know that the guy behind us, or the guy that we might even know, there might even not be someone in sight, but soon there might be somebody coming down behind us, that we don't want to leave a cloud of dust and have them choke all the way behind us for miles. So we go slowly. And we know that animals jump out from the farms on either side of the road, the ditches. We know that there are plenty of wild animals, and we don't want to run them over and kill them. So the polite thing to do is to go slowly. If you see a vehicle coming your way, and it appears to be larger than your vehicle, then you pull over and you let them continue. Well, the new group of people who've moved in don't seem to understand that. And my son, who has he sees things in black and white. Not very many shades of gray in his life. And he hates it. He absolutely hates it. If he's pulling a 100 horsepower tractor, weighing about, 12 to 14,000 pounds, and he's got a 4 or 5,000 pound baler behind him attached to the tractor, and he's pulling it, and some little puddle jumper comes flying up and runs him off the road, he hates it. He absolutely hates it. He thinks it's careless, reckless, inconsiderate, unacceptable. And so what does he do now? He does not move over. He does not move over. For these little puddle jumpers, he just keeps on going. And, if they want to risk ending up in a ditch, so be it. But he hates it. And I don't blame him. And we're seeing more and more of this carelessness, recklessness, me first, in rural America than we've ever seen before. It's people coming from the cities. We know who they are. Their haircuts are different from ours. You know, I don't want to say racist things or racially stereotypical things, but their haircuts are different from ours. They look different from us. They slouch down in their seats. They drive almost lying down. We don't do that. We drive upright, paying attention, because it's a lot of things that can go wrong on a dirt road. They're a lot more slippery than a paved road, and so we're seeing a new group of people moving into the area. That I don't know. Do we take them under our wing and counsel them and say, "Hey, listen, you want to live here in harmony? Here's what you're going to have to do." If you don't want to live here in harmony, if you want to have a lot of tension, just keep on doing what you're doing. But, you know, the other thing we're seeing is they don't seem to know where trash cans are. They don't know what they are or where they are. So trash goes out the window, and we're sick of it. Let's talk about the move from dense population to rural. The rural countryside.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin-Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.